Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome, Orange men and ladies, to another episode of Ty Thoughts. We're going to hear from Tyler. We're going to hear all of his thoughts as well. But as you know, first, we got to hear from the title sponsor for Ty Thoughts, for the Cuse Militia, and for Armchair Media, and that is Bet Online. Let's just say you may not get to a game this year. The next best alternative is watching it, but put a little something on it. Make it worth it. The Syracuse season is done, okay? I mean, let's see what we could scavenge up, okay? You want to make it a little more interesting? Put a little wager on it. Head over to betonline.ag today. Look, they're doing everything they can to get you involved in all of the action this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head over to BetOnline today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. Now, here's Tyler.
All right, what is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is Tyler Marona coming to you for another episode of Ty Thoughts. You're not hearing this, but I'm bumping some really great alternative music in my ears to get me pumped up, because I've been listening to some of these shows, and you know the one thing I've been missing that I've been getting out of coaching that I think was the one reason that kind of led me to wanting to go back into the sport was just how high energy sports and human interaction gives me. So like when I'm on the blower with Sean and Joe, you know, I'm super high energy because I'm playing off of other people. And I think the hardest part, the thing that kind of delays the podcast sometimes, is the fear of me not getting everything I want out of the podcast. So I have to kind of push it back. But having the music in my ears right now is really great, just because like I'm tired today. I'm having a cup of coffee right now. It is Thursday night, November 5th. And you know, it's another week gone by, and it's another week where Syracuse turned in an awful performance versus Wake, and then we have to sit here and talk about it. So, you know, the fan deserves a little bit more energy. And, this week I have a lot prepared for you guys. This is, you know, as opinionated as I can be, and I want to say this is what I got. This is coming from me being in coaching, being a former player, and I really want to give you guys more of that, because I've kind of hid that before, because I don't want to, like I've said previously, kind of interrupt maybe anything that I've got going on with coaching, or anybody think I'm stupid. But you know what? You guys probably already think that, so it's just the way it goes. First off, big shout Trill Williams declaring for the NFL. It really sucks though, because it's like when you look back on it, you're like, obviously he's an NFL talent, and same with Cisco, but you're like, same thing with the Zaire Franklin and Paris Bennett situation. I think those two are very comparable, where it's like you'll see both Cisco and Trill in the league like a Zaire Franklin, and you're going, wait a minute, we were terrible the entire time we had them. And it's like we wasted their prime. It's the same way that I feel that the Cowboys did with their offensive line that they had with Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick, Lyle Collins. Back in the day, it was Ron Leary. Now it's Zach Martin. It's like the only reason why it appears that we were good is because we had that offensive line, and now that it's gone, and it's exposing all of our weaknesses. And it's the same thing with our secondary at Syracuse. And a lot of time with our defense, it's like we were winning because of our, not even that, but we were competitive because of them. And if not, we would have noticed that we kind of a, you know, an unpolished turd without them. And I hate to kind of use that comparison, but we could see how bad it could have been the whole time without them. So it's a gone too soon situation for me. I love that they're going on. I want everybody to cash as many paychecks as possible, because hardest thing in this world is to cash a paycheck doing exactly what you want to do and doing it when you want to do it and for the price that they're paying for in the NFL. It is an impossible ask. And when I talk about a microscopic amount of the population gets to do this, I'm talking we're talking the size of an atom in an atom. That's basically the possibility of getting an NFL paycheck. Now, guys like me or other guys that were at the Division I level, it's very realistic because you're one step away. But that step, to be honest, that step might as well be the Grand Canyon. From what I understand, I've never played in the NFL, but you can ask pretty much anybody who's ever played in the NFL. And for me, the biggest jump was not from high school to junior college or junior college to D1. I think the biggest jump in general is high school to D1. Like, if you have to make that high school to D1 jump right away, I think you are screwed. And the guys like the Trevor Lawrences, or a famous example is Marquise Lee. When he went to USC, started as a true freshman, started putting up epic numbers right away. So, like, those guys are talents. Those guys are the cream of the crop. They are number one overall picks. They're surefire things. It's like those guys just don't exist, right? So, you know, we're talking out of a graduating class of seniors, we're talking 3 do that. You know, we're talking 10 do that out of, you know, for round numbers sake, 1 million, you know, whatever that boils down to. I'm not smart, like I said at the beginning of this podcast. So, you know, I just feel bad because, and I was talking about in episodes past about the Cowboys and how I see, like, we have been needing a safety forever. And I knew that Cisco wasn't going the first round, but I saw that Cisco was being in a mock draft. They were mocking him to the Cowboys in early second round. And I was like, man, this is awesome. Like, we're finally cashing in on something that I've thought of. So maybe it's not all that crazy entirely. So if Cisco really has that high of upside at 38 overall, those are huge paychecks. I mean, for Trill Williams, he's going to be a day 3 guy more than likely, just because there's not, to me, anything on the tape yet that I've been able to break down. I mean, I don't get the all 22 and the coach's version of the tape. And and don't get me wrong, I think that Trill's going to be, he's going to sign a contract, and I think that he'll probably be able to get a shot to play most of it out. I don't know what the experts are saying, and I don't really have a grade on him yet. I mean, if it were up to me, I think that he's a day 3 guy, and again, that's fine. He's got the talent, he's got the size, speed, and everything. So it's just up to him. Because as you go higher up, or as I went higher up in sports, I realized that it was all really mental, and it was what mentality I had, because my physical was already there. I'm already bigger, faster, stronger than, you know, all my contemporaries already. That's why I made it to D1. And then from there, like, all these guys, they're just, the pros are just picking from the pool of guys that, you know, have the best head on their shoulders. And that's really the guys that are the exception to the rule, like I was talking about, those 10 out of 1 million, those 1 out of, you know, just crazy numbers. Those are the guys that end up making it, because they got the head on their shoulders. So, good for them, but gone too soon. I really wanted to see them both hopefully back next year, just to potentially cap something off. But one thing I forgot about was that they had the bowl game experience. They had the 10 game win season experience already. Because we saw the picture of them holding up the newspapers at the Camping World Bowl. And they were a part of that. They were instrumental in that. So in reality, they just got the reverse of it. They went from 10 to 5 to 1 win. And some people, like a Jared Goff, they go from 1 to 5 to 10 wins in college. And then they become, you know, number one picks. But in their case, it was flipped. And that sucks, because I think that they deserve better than that, because they're good players. However, I saw Kevin Wall on Twitter quote tweet yesterday. It's like, you know, people are going to get real mad when all of a sudden Coach Babers has 2 draft picks, you know, coming off this team. People are going to be like, hey, you know, what's going on here? It's like, well, you know, I think Coach actually, maybe nobody's doing. He's just been dealt an awful hand. So So that's and you know, it's hard to start the show, like I was saying. That's why I had the pump up music in my ears, and then I'm just blowing past the game. There's really no reason at all to even touch a game at this point for me, because it's just not worth it. It's stressful and it's sad. So that's, you know, and that's Sean and Joe's deal. They do, you know, and I have what they don't. They have what I don't, in that regard. So it's fine. So there's really no reason to even address the game. Because, and the other thing is, we also know what we want to talk about. That's Jacoby and Morgan. The show, you know, really for me has just been gauging where the Orange are and how bad they become. And you know, and for me, I was really thinking hard about this, and you know, and what I'm trying to do is I'm not trying to gauge where the team is. I'm just trying to really think and analyze what's going on as a collective and see the bigger picture. So, you know, are we viewing the school wrong? Because I think after thinking about it, I think now we got to really think about this team as Vanderbilt, but a part of the ACC. Just not in a good enough spot right now to get it done. And Vanderbilt, they'll never be good at football. You know, why? Because they don't want to be good at football. The other sports are just too important. For us as football fans, though, it's tough to think about because maybe it's true. And that's what we're upset about. We're the northern version of Vanderbilt, which for me as a player was good enough. But that same thing may not be good enough for somebody else. That's actually like a prize recruit. And the same thing would happen to Syracuse if we went big game hunting for coaches. We'd eventually get a James Franklin, and he'd bolt to USC the next year, or he would go somewhere else, you know, Florida, or what, you know, the big name job, because the money is just not in Syracuse. Syracuse is trying to find a coach that wants to be there forever. And you know what's going to happen with that? Lumps along the way. And you know what you got to do? You got to handle the lumps. That's how it goes. Okay. I, for one, don't want to be Vandy either, because that's what it's trending like. We have lacrosse, we have field hockey, we have basketball, we have these awesome sports that are getting the bulk of the attention, and the Nike deal is not for football, it's for basketball and lacrosse. I want you guys to know that the Nike rep came in and told us, hey, we are going after lacrosse. Lacrosse is going to be what we brand ourselves in with Syracuse and with basketball. We want to be the Oregon of the Northeast, but instead, Oregon's already got football. You guys need to pull your weight elsewhere. And that's what's going on. All right. So look, the other sports are just important. They're too important. And if we shelled out some money for a coach, it's not going to be enough, because if that coach is coming there for the money, he's leaving being a coordinator for more money. You know what he's going to do again? He's going to go leave for more money. And I don't want to have that situation. Coach Babers is here because he wants to be here. He genuinely wants to win. I hope you guys understand that. And look, Jacobian has something to him. I rewatched what went on the other day, and as a coach, I watched the tape, and I rewatched his high school tape. Let me say rather, and you know what, in his high school tape, and even what I saw the other day, is that he's an incredibly flawed product that's making incredible plays. What I mean by that is, he has crazy upside. And I think he has long-term abilities that we had hoped Tommy would have so far. He's got some speed. He's got some athleticism. He's got a big arm. And he's making big plays in his high school tape without really even trying. And then you say, well, all the mechanics are bad. The footwork is stale. A lot of the time, it looks like he's locking onto receivers. But like he's throwing like 80-yard bombs. And it's still working. And I went and looked at his high school team's record from last year when he was quarterbacking, and it was in the 8 or 9 win range, if I recall. I think he was like 8-4. That's a great high school record. This year, the team, I think, has won one game. Jacobian elevated that school's program. And maybe there was a bunch of guys that went off and went D1, and that's how Coach Gilbert knew about him, to bring him in. And he was closer to him being at Lake Charles. Even though that's not the school, McNeese State, shout out Southland Conference, Dogs Up, HBU, always love you, Coach Jeff Mills, shout out Coach Gabe Lynn, shout out Oklahoma University's Finest, shout out Coach Vic Sheely, head coach at Houston Baptist for giving me a shot. I will be forever grateful for getting my coaching career underway and always being able to say that I was there. But just wanted to throw that in there. But and like I was saying, in what we're seeing from Jacobian on Saturday in the Wake Forest game was, okay, he's hitting the intermediate throws. He's hitting short, easy completions, but that's because the defense gave it to him, guys. Like, I really want to pump the brakes on, you know, this guy's the truth. He's, you know, he's everything that we had hoped a quarterback would ever be. And you know what? Maybe you're right. But that guy that you're thinking about with Jacobian, it's not here yet. What you want in a quarterback is about 3 years, 2.5 years down the road. And if it ever comes. And that brings me, I think, to the next point, which is like, when, if ever, do you, the fan, want to stop the merry-go-round that is quarterback injuries on this roster? When are you, the fan, going to say, enough is enough, I'm going to just take this year and do what University of Houston did last year, which is where they redshirted all their good players and just sent out, you know, a G League roster. They sent out a minor league roster. They sent out a high school roster to go lose every game so that they could die for the sins of coaches past. Because I think Joe did bring this up in their podcast, saying that, like, Rex is, you know, he's taking the hits so that other people don't have to. But for me, we go back and we say, hey, you know, Eric Dungy was pretty good as a senior. You know why? He had no choice. He had to play every year. You know why? Because every other quarterback got hurt. My only time being associated with Syracuse football was the fourth string quarterback playing. And it's still happening now. Like, at some point, it has to end. At some point, we have to tank. And I know the fan is saying, look, there's no incentive to tank in D1. And you are correct, except for the fact that we have to have a healthy quarterback at some point. And we can't shell shock a quarterback. You know why? Because that's the one position where if it's gone, it is gone, man. Like, it is. There is no coming back. Because I've witnessed it. I've seen guys throw a pick, Drew Allen, and then all of a sudden, it's over. The once fabled five-star recruit heralded in the San Antonio area. People still talk about him in Houston, Texas to this day. Like, they saw the savior of the world walk through the locker room doors onto the playing field. And he couldn't get it done because it just so happened to leave him at OU. You know why? Because other guys had it and he didn't. I've also seen theories floated with Jacobian saying that Babers knows that Jacobian is going to be Donovan McNabb in the future and that he knows that he's special. Or what, you know, whatever comparison you want to make. But, you know, to me, honestly, maybe that's not too far-fetched of a comparison. You know why? Because Donovan McNabb, in reality, was the last guy that we can point to and say, that was really our guy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
You know, that was really that dude. Ryan Nassib was good, but we didn't really, you know, elevate the program into new heights. And, you know, he didn't almost bring Michael Vick to Syracuse because of it, or, you know, whoever else. He didn't bring Lamar Jackson because, you know, he wanted to be like Donovan McNabb. It's like Ryan Nassib didn't bring Tommy DeVito going there saying, hey, I want to be just like, you know, Ryan Nassib. Nobody says that. Come on, get real. You know what needs to happen? We need to get healthy so our guys can grow and not have to take time out of their offseason rehabbing for once and not having to wonder, is this place really for me? Are the injuries happening? I know I'm sick and tired of it too, because I want to be good. You know how embarrassing it is for me to go out there and have the coaches on my coaching staff make fun of my team every weekend? It's awful. But you know what? I'm willing to go through it this year so that down the road, I can actually sit back and watch a good quarterback play. And I think this is the time. Like, when as a fan base can we gather around a shitty situation once, then not have to battle with every QB on the roster getting hurt? I mean, this year is the year to bite the bullet. And yes, in COVID, our year gets worse. But when was this ever going to be better? Sean and Joe and I talked about in the preseason how we got dealt the worst hand. And the ACC is okay with dealing us the worst hand in football. Why? Because they don't want us to be good either. They want everybody to walk all over us too. So Clemson gets an easy win. But you know what? They sure do us a favor in basketball. by bringing us into the league, getting more money, and they're about to hand us $50 million checks every year based on the TV deal with the ACC network. So you know what? It is worth it. And you know what? Yes, it's going to affect everybody because the checks get distributed equally, but you know what? Maybe we'll finally start to be able to do something with that. So that's that. And yes, in this COVID-laden year, yes, our year gets worse with football, but you know what? It could also not be there. So really, in reality, we are... in this position, I think it's time to just, you know, saddle up and say, look, I want to go one in whatever the rest of the way because we were dealt the worst hand, but it's going to be better moving forward. Now, in regards to Markowitz, I watched his tape too. And I looked at the Twitter feed earlier, and it said that Coach Babers let Rex, Jacobian, and Dylan all take reps. And so, you know what? I went back and watched Dylan's tape. And I've watched a lot of Texas tape because our Texas high school football tape, because at HBU we did a lot of recruiting in Texas. Funny. And Dylan, to me, jumped off the tape. In the perfect scenario, I saw Matt Ryan, which is saying a lot for a Q's QB. Because, like I said before, we haven't had that since Donovan McNabb. But it goes to show, Donovan goes to show, Syracuse can have that. Syracuse can have nice things. It's not like everybody always forgot when they signed back in the day with Syracuse that like it was in a bad part of town. Like, I don't think anybody really ever thought that Syracuse was Miami Beach. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I knew it wasn't, and I picked Syracuse over Miami Beach. So it can be done. And yes, Q's can have nice things. And I think Markowitz is a nice thing. Because I saw in an RPO heavy laden offense in high school, him making dime after dime after dime. And again, as a former player and coach, Dylan looks great. I mean, he's sharp and like I said, an RPO heavy offense that should translate really well to modern day Division I football. And I will also say it is stereotype, but oftentimes stereotypes are bred out of reality. So coaches in high school coaches in Texas are just better than anywhere else. They're more competitive, they get paid more, and they're more dedicated to their craft because of it. A lot of them are also former college players and coaches, and they do a great job. And you know what the other thing is too? Is that they play a higher brand of football. They're better at football. And as painful as that is for me to say, I think that is not that way across the board. Because I think that, like, if you put California, Florida, and Texas, and you take all three, or the top three teams from each state, I think that it would just be whoever stayed the healthiest throughout the course. I really do think they're toss-ups. But as far as from top to bottom, coaches in Texas don't have to deal with the laws of California. Coaches in California in high school, they have to teach classes. It's just the way it goes, unless you're a small private school coach. But then you're only making $30,000 a year to be the head coach. You have to do another job, which takes away from your film study. It takes away from your game prep. It takes away from being, you know, that only head coach that gets to just put his nose in the playbook, get tape watched, or watching tape, and then moving on and getting ready and then translating that into your players. Okay. In California, you don't get that much time. Yes, you can make that time, but that comes out of your sleep. It comes out of your family time. And a lot of high school coaches are high school coaches because they value family time. They value the development of the players. They want to have relationships with the people around them. They don't want to be hermits and never see anybody the rest of their life. College coaches are hermits, so they don't want to see anybody the rest of their lives. And that's why I battle with trying to like decide in the long run, like, you know, what do I want to coach? Do I want to coach high school or college? You know, I like my family. I really like my wife. I really like my future kids. I can already tell they'll probably be spoiled or, you know, brats at some point, but I'm still probably going to like them.
We will be getting back to Tyler and his thoughts here shortly. Sorry to interrupt. Real quick, I got to tell you about betonline.ag one more time. Look, you want to get in on the action? Go to betonline.ag. They're going to go the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coach and props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head over there today. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all of the great sign-up bonuses BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Thank you, BetOnline. Look, Manscaped is changing the grooming game with their new Weed Whacker. What is the Weed Whacker? This is a nose and ear hair trimmer. Provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps you prevent nicks, snags, and tugs. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. What is that? It is power. It is pure power and nothing else. Get rid of the hair. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience, and it's waterproof, which makes it easy operation and cleaning. The only nose and ear hair trimmer on the market with a powerful rechargeable lithium-ion battery that lasts up to 90 minutes on one charge. Listen, they do this too as well. You will get replacement blades every 3 months to keep up your weed whacking. All right, now listen, there's a poll taken. 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. It's gross. Guys, it's gross. You don't want the hairs hanging from the nose, okay, or out the ears. You can't see the ear ones. Get the weed whacker, man. Get in there, buzz them off, you're good to go. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. What are you waiting for? Manscaped.com. Thank you. Back to Tyler.
Man, this is a lot to say today, but I'm feeling revved up. Coaches in Texas, they don't have to teach. They don't have to do anything else. And they get their full benefits. They get a six-figure salary. And they're living high on the hog. And you know what? They don't have to worry about taking attendance. They don't have to worry about administering tests. All they have to do is worry about football. And that's a more competitive place to be. Dylan is further along as a quarterback. He's further along as a player. But I'm not sure he has that natural athleticism, maybe. He is an athlete, obviously. But the things I saw with Jacoby, and it was like, he's not even close. Whereas Markowitz, I'm looking around and thinking, this guy might be one of the most talented throwers of the football Syracuse has seen in a long time. And that is arm talent. And I think he has the upstairs talent, the mental talent as well. I really think that they both do. Because here's another thing about Syracuse. So I got recruited and my mom goes, oh, great. You know, he's got a scholarship. He obviously looked at his grades, yada, yada, yada. You know, he's going to get in. And they said, yes, he's going to get in. But he's not going to get into the program he wants to. He's not going to do the things that he thought he was going to be able to do. It's like, we have this expectation. You know, West Virginia told you X. Kentucky, University of Kentucky told you X. We're like in Z. We're not even getting to Y. Like, it is, we are a lot more stringent on our rules. And it was true. Syracuse can't take dummies. It's just the way it is. You have to put in the work. You have to be disciplined academically. So don't tell me that I'm trying to say that Jacobian's dumb either, or anybody else on the team is dumb, because they have to be high academic to get in the door. You have to test well on your ACT or SAT. But what I'm saying is, I think that Dylan, because of the situation he was in Texas at a very high level of play in the Northern Dallas region in McKinney, he played against better competition routinely, and he looks like a more polished quarterback off the bat. So if you're asking me, who do I want out there? I want Markowitz, honestly, because I think that he's a guy that could potentially make some mistakes and not be burned for it the rest of his career. Whereas with Jacobian, my fear is that if we put him in too early, we'll burn him for the rest of his career. And then all of a sudden we have sort of like not a Terrell Hunt type of situation, because his was more the physical let him down, not the mental. But I fear, because the mental may not be there, the physical may let him down the road, if that makes any sense. Like, his body may fail him because he didn't have those early reps to be that thrower of the football that we wanted to be. Now, I get it. Markowitz was a senior, he only started his senior year of high school, but he sat behind two other D1 quarterbacks while he was there, and I'm sure he knows how to run an offense. He is just such a supreme talented thrower of the football. The accuracy is on point. I can tell where he's trying to go. His reads are good. He's flipping his hips when he needs to get to his next read. I mean, he really does remind me of Matt Ryan. And when I watched him in the offseason and before this season started, I thought that he looked exactly like Carson Wentz. And now looking like Carson Wentz is actually a death wish. But when he had his MVP season, I saw a lot of similarities. Big arm, big tough looking kid. And you know what? I thought he made the right throw most of the time. Jacobian is a guy that's going to be here for a while because he needs to be. But I think Jacobian may have a higher upside down the road. Because when he loses the stiff rigidity in his hips and his footwork, he's going to be that type of guy that explodes onto the scene. I really think it. But it's going to come at the sacrifice of us waiting our turn. Vandy will never be patient enough to wait their turn. They're going to keep finding that coach, keep trying to turn him over, and that coach is going to keep leaving, keep going to greener pastures. Why? Because that's what Vandy wants. Wildhack and Syracuse University want a coach to learn, grow, and stay. Because that's the only way we have sustained success. Because if we do anything else besides what we're doing, it's going to be a recipe for disaster all over again. Coach Marone is by far the best coach that we've had in a while. And he's had wacky stories about him too. I was told that Coach Marone would evaluate all the players that he would be interested in and basically just give it to the position coaches saying, you can pick from these four, you can have two out of these four. This is what you get. Like, he didn't even let the position coaches do their job. He was such a control freak that a lot of the players on the roster when I was there were non-contributors because he didn't let anybody else evaluate him. Like, who does that as a head coach? An NFL coach does. And that's why he's a better NFL coach than he was a college coach, in my opinion. He's had terrible rosters, and that's not his fault. He was the product of having bad GMs at the time. And that's okay, too. But look, Coach Marone was the best coach we've had. And what did he do? He left for greener pastures. And Coach was a great guy. I mean, you know, he's from the Syracuse area. He loves going on Pardon My Take and talking about his story. He gives a lot of credit to Syracuse. He loves the program. And it wouldn't be terrible to see him back one day in some sort of shape or form. But, I mean, look, there's a cycle that's going on here. And it has to end soon. There's no way that Syracuse can keep this up, keep it going, because I don't want it to. And if I were the coach, and if I were Dino, that's what he's trying to say to everybody, is that he cannot afford to have another season like this for his own sanity, for his own sake, for the players' sake, because he knows they'll turn on him. It's just a fact of life. But, man, I'm still kind of bummed about this Trill and Cisco thing because I really did think that it was going to work out. But I guess to bring all the sides together here and really make this a tie thought. When the names get called on draft night, Cisco, Trill Williams, Bang Bang, and whoever else signs off this team, if anybody, you can turn back and say, this head coach recruited him. He got them signed on the dotted line. And the position in which we're all most concerned about, he signed those guys too. And if they work out, then we're going to have to look back and you're going to have to say, maybe I was wrong. Or maybe I was right. But there's a time and a place for everything. And in order for us to get to that point where we're hearing, with the 100th pick in the NFL draft, the Oakland Raiders select Dylan Markowitz, quarterback, Syracuse University. We've got to make sure he's available. If he's not available, we don't get any of the good stuff. We hope to hear the next year. Todd McShay gets up there. I don't know what Dino Babers is doing, but he's turned out another one. Jacobian's looking to go real early in this draft. It's got to be available. Can't chill shock. Can't have him transfer to a D1AA again. Can't be losing quarterbacks left and right. Can't be losing offensive linemen left and right. we kind of have to be thinking Rex in a way here. Because he's paying dues for something that's not his fault. So I'm encouraged to hear that the two guys are going to the NFL. And I'm encouraged that the two freshmen are taking snaps along with Rex behind the first team offensive line today, or this week in practice. But everything comes with a potential up and downside. I just want to let you guys know, I'm in favor of delaying this thing so that we never have to get to this point again. I don't want to be Vanderbilt, and neither do you. Have a good week.